Well, good morning and a joy to be back today on the broadcast again. We're thankful for the privilege to come to your place of listening this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you the Word of God and invite you to church today, be in the house of God where you belong. And if you're saved, you ought to be in the house of God today. We invite you to come to be with us in our services here. We're members at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon. Kevin Norton's a pastor. We urge you to come to be in the services throughout the day. Be in Sunday school at 10, worship 10:45, then back at 5 for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday evening for prayer meeting. And we invite you to come to be with us in the house of God this week and tomorrow, well, this day, and be with us in church this morning. Good to be saved today. Good to know that we have a Savior that loves us and gave himself for us, provided redemption full and free, didn't charge us a thing in the world, cost him everything, but he paid the sin debt. And I praise God for that today. For by grace through faith you saved, that not of yourselves, a gift of God, let it not of works, lest any man should boast. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Salvation works. It still works today. It worked on me, and it'll work on you too. He'll change your heart, change your life, and give you a home in heaven where Jesus is. Good to be saved this morning. So you meet us in the house of God today, and I believe you'll be blessed to the Lord if you will. I want to send it out especially to those that are shut in that's not able to get out this morning. Trust it'll be a blessing to your heart today, and it will be a blessing to you this morning. And so you pray that God will just bless the broadcast and use it today for his glory. We want to send it out to all the shut-ins this morning, and trust you'll have a good day in the Lord today. And then, of course, those that are unsaved, you're special to me. You're special because you don't know the Savior. You've never been forgiven. You've never been cleansed. You never have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're destined to go to hell if you don't get saved. You're special to me this morning. You're special to God. He gave you the best that heaven had so that you could be saved this morning. He loves you, and he wants to redeem you. If you'll just turn your heart, your life over to him this morning, accept him as Savior, repent of your sins, and God will forgive you. He made that promise. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast him out. He will not turn you away today. And so you turn to him this morning. So I want to send out to all the unsaved today that may be listening. You say, well, I'm a member of church. Well, I didn't ask you that. I don't know if you've been born again. That's what it takes to get to heaven. You can join every church in Chattooga County and die and go to hell. But I'm telling you, if you get born again, you will destined to be in heaven where Jesus is one of these days. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. We'll go to the Lord in prayer before we have some songs, and hope it will be a blessing to you today as we have the broadcast. Father, as we bow in your holy divine presence this morning, we just want to thank you for saving us. Thank you for reaching down on that muck and the mire sin that we was in and picking us up, putting our feet on solid rock. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Forgave us of our sins. Don't hold them against us any longer. But I'm glad you cast them in the sea of forgetfulness and not to be remembered against us any longer. We remember them, Lord, but you don't. And I praise you for that. I pray you'd touch every heart, every need. Radio land this morning, God, touch those that are suffering, those that are sick, those not able to be in the house of God. And then there's some listening, Lord, this morning that's been saved, but they're so far away from you. They're away from the blessings. They're away from the house of God. They're away from your fellowship. Oh, God, speak to their hearts today. This might be the day some precious soul will get things right with God. That one that's lost this morning, draw them with cords of love. Help them to see the need of a Savior this morning. Have your will, have your way. Help us now in the broadcast time. We'll praise you and honor you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we appreciate the privilege just to pray this morning and hope that you'll meet us in the house of God again. Meet us in church today. Be where God's meeting with his people this morning, and you'll find a blessing if you'll do that. Amen. All right, we're going out with some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. Amen. Have you got the blood applied to your heart today? Have you been saved, redeemed by his precious blood? Without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. You're forgiven because of that blood. Thank God for that. Hope you enjoyed that song today. You listen now as they sing.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to my possessions lie.
Amen. We're going somewhere. Praise God for that. We're going somewhere. One of these days, we're bound for a new city, a new place, a new home. Thank God with Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Second Chronicles chapter 7 this morning. Second Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to try to bring what we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your hearts today. Second Chronicles chapter 7. I want to try to preach on the thought this morning of the call to God's people. The call to God's people. A verse precisely pointed toward the people of God. It's where the Lord was so concerned about. And he's warning them and talking to them about their condition. He's missing their fellowship. God's still calling his people this morning. I'm glad when I got saved and God didn't just turn me loose and leave me alone. I'm glad there's sweet fellowship with my Lord and he's talking to his people today. Listen to these verses. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, the Bible said here he's talking to his people. We fully know that this morning. We know that he's talking to his people, those that are saved by the amazing grace of God. We are a people that's been redeemed by the Lord, used to the Lord. God chose to use us and bless us with the privilege to bring others into the fold and live for him the rest of our lives so we may be with him forever. And so there's the call is made to God's people. God is concerned about his people this morning. Now, I want you to know God's concerned about America today. Amen. He's concerned about this country that we live in of this morning. I believe this country was founded on the principles of the Word of God. And one of the first class book was the Bible and the Word of God. It used to be in the schools and all these things. But God's calling to his people this morning. I believe God's still calling to them today. When there's sin abounding, when there's things that are happening because of the sin that's in the land and the lives of God's people, God's calling them. He's concerned about them. Why is he concerned about his preacher? Well, because we're children of God. We belong to him this morning. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And I'm supposed to glorify God in my body and my spirit, which are the Lord's. And so we've got a job to do. So I've noticed a call to God's people here in this verse this morning. Very familiar verse of Scripture. I'm just found in the Word of God. But I want you to notice, first of all, the direction of the call. The direction of the call. If my people, he's talking to his people, those that have been saved by the grace of God, those that have trusted the shed blood of Calvary, those that have been born again by the Spirit of God, those that have been indwelt by the Holy Ghost of God and have given themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking to people that knows what it is to lay down to sleep at night and have peace in their hearts because of that redemption that took place in their life. They give their life over to him. And I tell you, we're his people this morning. If my people, God called us his people. We're not calling ourselves the people of God. He calls us his people because he knows the heart of man. He knows exactly the heart of every individual this morning that names the name of Christ. He knows the heart. So he's talking to those that have been truly redeemed by the grace of God. My people. He identifies them as his people this morning. God knows who you are. God knows whether you're saved or not. And brother, when God is talking to his people, my people, he said, you belong to me. I've bought you. I've paid for you. And I paid with a price of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so my people, the direction of that call, God is looking in our direction today. God is looking in the direction of every child of God this morning that has been born again, been saved by the grace of God. God's looking in your direction today. He's looking to see what you're going to do with the call that He's putting forth this morning. And so God's always, listen, God always shows up when sin is in the country. God always shows up when there's sin in the life of His people because He's concerned about them. You say, why is He concerned about them? Well, He loves us this morning. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He loves His people this morning. And when you accept His Son, the Lord Jesus, and become a child of God, saved by the grace of God, God loves you this morning. And so He's concerned about you. He's talking to His people. He calls us My people. That's what God said. I didn't say that. Paul didn't say that. No, look, the writer of Chronicles didn't say that. But God said that. If My people, He calls us by His name. He knows. Now, you may be in doubt this morning whether you're saved or not. But I want you to rest assured this morning that God knows whether you're saved or not today. And when He issues a call to His people, He's talking directly to them because there's something that He's got in mind. There's something going on that calls for the attention of God upon His people. Now, we in our, of course, in our life here today, when our children are around us and we know there's something wrong in their lives, we address them and address that wrong that's in their life because we love them. And there's a relationship. And that we can't get away from. That we belong to God this morning. We belong to Him. My people, God calls us His people today. And so He said, there's the direction of the call. He's talking to His people, the identity that are called by My name. That are called by My name. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, you know, now Christians don't name themselves. Amen. But Christians were named by those around them that saw their lives, that they portrayed somebody that they'd heard of or talked about or had seen, and His name was Jesus, the Christ of God. And so they were called Christians first at Antioch. And they were called Christians at Antioch. The identity. They've got an identity this morning. We belong to somebody. Amen. And we got our spiritual birth certificate when we got born again and sealed with the Holy Ghost of God and took us an abode up in our hearts and lives. And so the identity, called by My name. What an honor this morning to be called by His name. Oh, to be called a Christian this morning. It humbles my heart today to know that God calls us Christians. And when He looked around and when the world looked around and saw those that was acting like Jesus acted, they were talking like Jesus talked, and they were preaching like Jesus preached, and brother, they called them Christians first at Antioch. And so the identity is there, called by My name. Listen, men looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God knows exactly what's in your heart today. If you're born again, I don't believe in sowing the seeds of doubt in anybody's life, that you know whether you've been saved or not, and been born again, been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so there's the identity, called by My name. God looks on that heart today. He knows what's on the inside of your heart today. He knows whether your life has been changed. He knows whether if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God knows if there's been a change in your heart today when you got born again, when you professed salvation, whether you know there was a change took place in your heart that day when God saved you by His wonderful grace. Amen. Thank God for that. Listen, what is it? This one, the identity. And God looks on that heart today. And see, number two, I want you to notice the four ifs that are found in two verses here, verses 13 and 14. The possibility that God sees in the life of those that have been saved by the grace of God. Now, God's concerned about being right with Him. Amen. Agreeing with God after the things that's in our life today. Well, there's four ifs that are found in these verses here. The Bible said notice what he said here in verses 13 and 14. If I shut up heaven and that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And then he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. There's four ifs that are found in these two verses today. I want you to notice this morning. That first if is found here, and it mentions a drought. Amen. The drought. The possibility for God to use a drought to get the attention of the God of his people that was in this world. I mean, God can use that. The possibility is there. God can use the drought. Amen. The Bible said in that verse of Scripture, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Oh, you say, well, that can happen anywhere. Now, God can shut up heaven. I'm telling you, my friend, God can cause a drought to get the attention of his people this morning. God can do that. God has done that, and God will continue to do that. God don't need something unusual to get the attention of his people. He just stopped the rain, and we know God's talking to us. Amen. And I'm telling you, my friend, listen, God is trying to tell. And so there's the if of drought. And then notice something else here. There's the if of the insects. The Bible said in that same verse of Scripture, it said, if I command the locusts to devour the land, the insects that brings destruction upon the land, the vegetation, and that God, the possibility is that God will use these things to get the attention of those that are saved by the grace of God. God will do that. God has done that. My friend, God knows exactly what to do. And number three, the third if that we find here, the third if is deadly disasters and disease. Notice what he said. And he said in that verse of Scripture, he said, if I command the locusts, or if I send pestilence among my people. Pestilence among my people. Now, the word pestilence means in the Scripture. What does it mean, preacher? Let me tell you this. It means a deadly disaster. It means disease. It means contagious. It means violent. It means devastating. And those things that God can send to get the attention of those that have been saved by the grace of God. All those things can happen. Those things have happened. They have even happened in our land today, in America this morning. These things have happened in this land today. I'm telling you, friend, when things happen in this world, it's not just an accident. It's not just a freak of nature, but God permits things to happen and even causes things to happen to get the attention of those that are saved by the grace of God. He's trying to get us to listen to him this morning. I'm telling you, God's trying to get the attention of America today and trying to get the attention of God's people that have been saved by the grace of God. And we're living in a nation today that's departed from the Lord. We've gotten so far away from God. I mean, there's been a departure from the things of God, from the Word of God, from the morals and the issues in the Scriptures. And I'm telling you, brother, we've gotten so far from God today. He's calling for his people to repent and get right with God. And so that we found those ills that are there. So those things are a possibility. God can send a drought. God can send insects. God can send a pestilence. He can send horrible things upon this land. Deadly disease upon this land. Can God do that? Has God ever done that? He certainly has. And my friend, what does he do it for? Try to get the attention of his people among the people of this world. And there's a people of God scattered among every nation under the sun. And there's a people of
of God, they're there. And what I'm telling you, and every one of his people are not right with God. And I'm telling you, brother, God can get the attention of those that are saved by the grace of God by letting things happen and send things upon this land that God wants to happen to get his get our attention to turn back to the Lord. Amen. And these verses of scripture here is exactly what God is doing that for. And he said, notice what he said now. He said, listen, contagious, violent thing. And if it means there's a possibility, it means it is in the mind of God that these things will happen to get the attention of those that are saved by the grace of God. It's in the mind of God. You say, how do you know? It's in the Bible. God wrote it down. It's in his mind. It's in the mind of God that I may have to do these things to get the attention of those that are saved by the grace of God. It just pays to live for the Lord. It pays to stand for the Lord. It pays to believe the word of God. It pays to live for him and brother, enjoy the blessings that God has given us and worship him instead of getting away from God. Amen. Oh, if my people would you call by my name, shall arm themselves and pray, the Bible said. So the ifs are found in these verses here of this morning. That God gives a prescription in verses 14. He gives a prescription that would take care of the problem. He said, notice what he said in that verse 14. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Shall humble themselves and pray. I'm telling you, humble themselves. What you talking about? I tell you, that's just simply agreeing with God. Agreeing with God. Humble themselves. Getting down humble before God. Believing God and agreeing with God. Amen. And you'll never get right with God until you agree with God and that you got about the sin business you're in today. You've got to agree that it's sinful, amen? That's what's wrong with the world this morning. Out there, nothing's sin any longer. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter. Everybody's got an excuse for the things that's taking place. But God says, if my people, if they shall humble themselves, if they'll agree with me, if they'll agree with me, humble themselves. So that's agreeing with God. Listen, I'm going to tell you about three or four things here. We're not bigger than God. We're not bigger than God. God's people is not bigger than. We can't make it by ourselves. We're not bigger than God. And listen, we're not smarter than God either. We're not smarter than God. God knows exactly what America needs to do and what an individual needs to do to get right with him today. God gives it in the Word of God. If we confess our sins, his faithfulness just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we're not smarter than God. And we do not know more than God. We don't know more than God. God knows everything. He knows everything this morning. I mean, listen, that what did Job? Job said in chapter 23 and verses 10, he said, but he knoweth the way that I take. God knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts, the intents of our heart. God knows. And he said, when he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God's interested in us this morning to get us right with him and in fellowship with him and let God help us through this life that he's put us here to be a witness of his grace. Try to get somebody saved by the grace of God. We'll never do that till we get right with him. Amen. Get right with God this morning. If my people would you call my name, shall humble themselves and pray. I'm not going to get through this day. Might finish it next week. I don't know. But I'm telling you, brother, God gives a prescription for what we need to do for him to get right, for us to get right with him. God knows exactly what we stand in need of this morning. And brother, God is searching and looking for his people, and he wants us to come and get right with him this morning. When our time is gone, God bless you. Meet us in church today. God blesses our prayer until next Sunday.